Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
How can you recruit, lead, and retain amazing millennial talent? Hello, everyone. Kevin Cruz here. And in just a minute, we're going to have a special episode. Instead of our standard Friday wrap-up show, I fly out to LA, go to Los Angeles, not far from my old hometown, and I do a live interview with the co-founder and CEO of the second fastest digital media company in America. Think we can learn a thing or two from him? But first, big thanks to all of you who subscribed on iTunes in the last week and left a rating for the show. Nothing matters more to the success of this program than the number of people who leave a review. And if you want us to stay on the air, show me that you care, and I can't think of a third word that rhymes with care and air that says go leave a review on iTunes, but I think you get the message. Thanks in advance for that. So, I flew all the way to Los Angeles to meet with our guest. He runs the second fastest digital media company in America, and I'd say they are the hottest media company you haven't heard of. They aren't BuzzFeed, they aren't Vice, they are Render Media. They're the company that owns the shows The Cooking Panda Show and Opposing Views. Cooking Panda has the highest engagement in the entire industry, over 7 million Facebook subscribers, over 100 million video views a month, and they've generated this amazing growth in a very short amount of time. They definitely stay focused on a few key properties, they know how to run content experiments, and they have a clear vision of the future, and it's all about mobile, digital video for the social age. But as I walked into their office, I saw young people everywhere. Turns out like 90% of their company, they're all millennials. Now that's the generation, of course, that, you know, those famous hipster gurus like to trash on and old school managers are always complaining about. Ah, millennials. So how does the CEO of Render Media lead his team, 90% of them millennials? That's what I wanted to find out. Our guest is Vic Balanagoff.
Vic, welcome to the LeadX Show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So first question I ask all of our guests, tell me about a time when you failed and what did you learn from it so we can all learn from your failure too?
It was really in the beginning when we first started, it all came down to focus. You know, when we first started this company, we actually were working on a number of websites in the background before diving in fully into Render Media. And what we realized is that we thought that we could build up maybe another demand media or, you know, work on, you know, 40 or 50 websites at once and hopefully, you know, a few that kind of emerge as the winners. But what you realize was that every single website, you know, takes a lot of time. They take focus and you just cannot do it. You can't do everything really well, you know, focusing on that. And so the only moment where we decided to scrap almost every single website and focus only on Opposing Views, which is our news website, did we really succeed. And part of that was really, you know, our try to mitigate our risk. We said, hey, if we have a lot of different properties to focus on, you know, we're mitigating our risk, right? If you make investments, you make 50 versus one, maybe 50 will succeed, right? But then you're spreading your money out too thin sometimes too. And so that was actually our big turning point was scrapping everything and focusing on one property and growing that for our first few years and building out all the infrastructure of the company around that one property. What I mean by that was, you know, building out our, you know, content team, our video team, our engineering team, our operations team, and then making sure those centralized services were done correctly and then utilizing them for other properties such as food and beauty and style later on down the line.
I love that. And LeadX listeners, you know, Vic mentioned one of my favorite words, which is focus. It's also a good acronym for follow one course until success. So I love this this advice. And Vic, when I was doing some research, I know you wrote an article where you described your own leadership style as hands on. And you thought that you think that's the best style, especially for startups. Tell me more about that.
And there's a few reasons I think that's really important. One is, you know, you really understand every part of the business. Now, you know, when we first started, we never raised a lot of money. And so without having a lot of money at your disposal, you can't hire a ton of people, which I think is actually a good way to do it because you're going to make a lot of mistakes in the beginning and they won't be that costly. But by not having all those resources, I had to learn how to use our content management system, right? That runs all of our websites. I had to learn how to do a P&L really well. I had to know how to deal with vendors. You know, I had to know how to monetize. At one point, I was using our, you know, ad management system to put ads up on the site. So I actually ended up doing almost every single job that you see in the company today. So in the beginning, I think that's really good because you learn the company. And then when you're talking to employees as you grow, you're talking to them on the same level, right? There's a level of also respect that, like, you know what? He's been there before. He's willing to get his hands dirty, you know, and we're willing to do more for him as well. So I think that's the reason I think it's very important. There's that learning every part of the company, but also the respect from your employees that you've done what they've done. You know how much work it takes. And so I think it goes both ways. But I'd be cautionary that that hands-on, it has to go away at some point. You know, when you start getting too big, you will be inefficient or you'll burn out by still trying to keep your hands in everything. So I had to really learn how to step away at the right time, which was difficult to do.
Yeah, because otherwise you talk about the respect from the team, but if the team thinks you're micromanaging, you're too hands-on, you might lose that respect.
That's exactly it, yeah. And so it's a fine balance. And now I am hands-off, you know? I've given it all to the people who I manage. They do an amazing job. But it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to let go, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Now, you guys have had incredible success and growth over the last couple of years. You've hired a lot. And it's a competitive hiring market. We're sitting here in Los Angeles. There's a lot of other tech companies around. So how are you attracting talent and how are you making sure you're hiring the best talent? What's your process?
I feel like a lot of people think that they need to leave a company to move up in their career. You know, we hear that a lot when people are interviewing with us or talking to us. We're the exact opposite. I mean, we've had, you know, interns, you know, 30% of our full-time employees were interns. Our COO was a chief operating officer, was a project manager. You know, our VP of content was a sports writer at one point. Our VP of business development was an intern.
And people are moving up very quickly. I mean, you're not that old of a company for someone to go from intern to COO, right?
Yeah.
Project manager to COO.
Yeah, exactly. So when we are interviewing people, we give them concrete examples to say, listen, you do not have to leave this company in 2 years or 1 year to move in your career. Look at every single person here, that how fast they've moved up in their careers. And if that's exciting to you, then this is the place for you. So I think that's one area where we've had success. And I think two is just our overall outreach and our, like I mentioned, our intern program. We have internship programs with like USC, UCLA. So we bring in a lot of people early on. We pay our interns, which is, you know, still very important. And then third, we do a lot of professional development. You know, we go through and pay for people to learn on the job. You know, we had, you know, one of our employees, she was, you know, basically doing kind of more of a coordinator for our video team. She wanted to learn how to become a director. So for the last year, we paid for her professional development at night. And now she got promoted to being, you know, one of the directors for our video team. And so we do that over and over again, but we invest back in our employees. But I think it's also important to show concrete examples of how often this happens at this company. You know, anyone can go out there and talk a big game, but you have to walk the walk.
Right. Yeah. Now, you might have just answered this question. I wanted to ask about managing millennials because I'm just looking through your glass wall in the conference room here. And what percentage of your company is probably millennials?
90%.
Yeah. Okay. So you got 90% millennials. Yeah. And the rap on millennials is they're hard to manage. And you can't keep them. They're always, you know, those ungrateful millennials, once you teach them something, they go out the door. So is it this growth, the growth angle, the professional development, and the promotion that's helping you to succeed, or is it something else?
I think that's part of it. I think the other part is our transparency. You know, everyone here knows what's going on with the entire rest of the company at all times. Also, I find it very important for me to always express the vision of the company and where we're headed and how each group participates to get to that vision. And so I think that the mix of knowing that internally, you know, or personally, they can keep growing in their career, but at the same time, what they're contributing is to the overall excitement of our larger vision helps as well.
LeadX listeners, and Vic is walking the talk, my talk that is, because you'll know that, you know, we did the 10 million worker survey in 150 countries. Growth recognition and trust in the future were the big three drivers of engagement. So we're hitting growth like crazy. And then that knowing that the future is bright, having that vision is another key. And I would say we all want that. It's not just millennials. But Vic, final question is, I'll do a follow-up question as well. So we have two more quick questions, but I'm curious. So what advice would you give to millennials out there who are joining a company, maybe not as with it and progressive as Render Media? Like, what advice do you have? How do they succeed in the company they work with? How do they work with a boss who's not a millennial and might not get it?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things I hear a lot of people asking, like, well, what are some of the perks and benefits to your company? And a lot of the things are like, well, you know, we have free lunches and we do, you know, whatever, these events. I mean, everyone does that, right? In the end of the day, do you really care if you got a free lunch every day or that you were able to move up in your career after a year, then 2 years, and keep moving on the company? You know, I think the latter is way more important than the former. And so when I'm saying, if you're a millennial interviewing, ask those questions, right? Hey, give me five concrete examples of people who moved up through your ranks and tell me more about their stories. You know, do you, you know, tell me, like, how often do you have company meetings where you're, you know, updating your employees? We do it once, you know, on every Monday. We have a company-wide meeting to talk about status, to talk about vision and things like that. So I would say, you know, ask really pertinent questions. If you don't go to an interview and have these, you know, 5 or 10 questions for the company, then, you know, you might have a very, you know, tough time, right, in six months or a year when you join that company.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to spring this on you. No warning. I always like to challenge our audience to get just a little bit better every single day. Get out of their comfort zone. Get 1% better. Can you challenge us just something that we could try today or tomorrow at work to get a little bit better, to advance in our career, to be more productive, anything?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things is, you know, that relationship you have with your manager, you know, like, go through, sit down with them. And I would say, hey, give me some advice on how you moved up in your career. I think that shows you have a sense of curiosity about what they've done in their life. And it's not all about you. And in turn, what we see that when people ask us those questions, we want to invest more in them because they have a sense of drive, a sense of curiosity. And it's almost, you didn't approach them and say, hey, how can I do better? You know, how is it all about me? By asking them about them, it comes back to you, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Love that advice.
Yeah.
Vic, thanks for coming on the show.
You got it. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, friends. You've just been mentored by Render Media CEO Vic Balanagoff. Remember, you can visit all of the links mentioned, all of the properties mentioned. Render Media is at rndr.com. rndr.com. You can visit Opposing Views at opposingviews.com or search them up on Facebook. Cooking Panda is cookingpanda.com or just search for Cooking Panda on Facebook. So that's it for this episode. Drop me a note. Should I do more of these live interviews, in-person interviews? Did you like it? Did it have some extra energy? Or maybe no, you like the old way. Send me an email. I'm at kevin@leadx.org. And don't forget, leave a review and a rating for the show on iTunes. If I read your review on the air, I'll send you some swag. Until next time, remember, leadership is not a choice because it's about influence. We are leading all of the time. Please lead with intent.